Welcome everyone to our final ULIT episode, The Future of Youth Entrepreneurship in Europe. I'm Fotini, a youth worker passionate about helping young people turn their ideas into real projects. And today I'm speaking with Lefteris, a young entrepreneur who started his journey through a European program and now runs his own sustainable business. Lefteris, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Fotini. I'm really happy to be here talking about Europe and youth entrepreneurship. That is something very close to my heart.
Let's start with a big question. When you think about the future of entrepreneurship in Europe, what do you imagine?
I imagine a Europe that is connected, digital and sustainable. Entrepreneurship today is no longer just about building companies for profit, but it's about creating a real impact. Young people, I think that they're looking for meaning in what they do. They want to solve real problems in their new communities and contribute to a greener and a fairer world.
That's a powerful statement. So you believe this new generation is more purpose-driven than profit-driven?
Exactly. Profit is important, of course. It keeps you going, but purpose is what gives you direction. We're moving towards a Europe where business is a form of citizenship. It's a form of being responsible, innovative and inclusive, of course.
That's something I also see in youth work. Young people are more aware and socially active than ever before. You began your entrepreneurial path through a European program. Could you tell us a bit about that experience?
Of course. 3 years ago, I joined the Erasmus for Young Entrepreneurs program. I went to Portugal, where I worked with a small company that designed eco-friendly products from recycled materials. It was actually my first time living abroad, working with an international team, and I truly believe that it changed my life and my perspective completely.
In what way?
I learned, of course, entrepreneurship that is not about being alone or having everything figured out, but it's about collaboration, it's about learning and growing. And when I returned to Greece, I started my own small brand focused on sustainable accessories. And I think that at first it was just me and a friend in a small workshop, but thanks to the mentors and the European network I built through the Erasmus Plus, things started to grow really, really fast. And now we sell across Europe, and most importantly, we collaborate with local suppliers in order to reduce waste.
That's a very inspiring story. It shows how European mobility can lead to real local impact.
Exactly, yeah. Erasmus Plus gave me the confidence and practical knowledge, but also a sense of belonging to a wider European community.
That's so true. And for anyone listening, there are many EU tools out there. The European Youth Portal, EU Startup Hub, and Enterprise Europe Network, all designed to connect and support young entrepreneurs. Now, let's talk about the skills needed for the future. What kind of competencies should young entrepreneurs focus on to stay relevant in the next decade?
I would say three main things. First, digital literacy, learning how to use online tools from marketing to project management. Second, I think it's the creativity, the ability to innovate and think differently. And third, sustainability awareness, understanding that every choice that you make in your business affects the planet, but also the people around you.
That's a very holistic view. It's not just about technology, it's also about empathy and ethics.
Exactly. Technology is only as good as the purpose behind it. And for example, using AI or social media responsibility can help small businesses grow without losing their human touch.
And how exactly do you think Europe is helping young people develop those future skills?
Through frameworks like Entrecomp, the Entrepreneurship Competence Framework, and of course initiatives such as the Digital Education Action Plan, the EU is helping both youth and educators develop creativity, problem solving, and digital resilience. I think the ULEAD project is also another great example because it uses digital learning, games and podcasts like this one that we're doing right now to make entrepreneurship more accessible and fun.
Mentorship is something we always discuss in youth work. How important was it for you personally?
It was essential. My mentor in Portugal was the reason that I didn't give up. He actually didn't teach me about finance or marketing, but he helped me see that I had potential. And when someone believes in you, it changes everything.
That's something I hear often from young people, the value of having guidance and emotional support. But what about inclusion? How can we ensure that young people from rural areas or with fewer opportunities are part of this movement?
I think digital tools are a big part of the answer. Now you can access online incubators, digital mentorship programs, and free learning resources from anywhere. I know actually a young woman from a small island who joined an EU online workshop on e-commerce, and a year later she started selling local handmade products internationally. So that's the magic of inclusion, turning distance into opportunity.
That's exactly what we aim for as youth workers, equal access for everyone.
Yes, and the EU's focus on inclusion and diversity, I think that really makes that possible.
As we look to the future, what's your vision for youth entrepreneurship in Europe?
I truly believe that in the next decade will be all about collaboration and sustainability. Of course, we will see more cross-border partnerships, more young people working together to solve shared challenges, from green innovation, of course, to digital inclusion. And I truly believe that Europe will continue to be the place where ideas become action.
That's a hopeful picture. And finally, what advice would you give to someone listening who has a small idea but feels unsure where to start?
I would say start small, but start now. Don't wait until everything is perfect, because it will never be. Take the first step, join a workshop, apply for Erasmus+, talk to a mentor, visit the European Youth Portal, and once you begin, some doors will open that you never expected.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you, Lefteris, for sharing your story and your insight.
Thank you, Fotini, and thanks to everyone who helps young people turn ideas into reality.